Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry Holder is with The Athletic, and he covers the Saints in New Orleans, and he's on the bench. Larry, how you been, buddy?
Good, Scott. Good talking to you again.
My man. So take me inside the Dez Bryant deal and how it all shook out.
Well, look, the Saints have kind of been internally discussing the possibility of adding him for a while now. Drew Brees even admitted that earlier today. And I don't think that they actually go visit this unless they felt like they needed honestly, a bona fide number two receiver. And ever since Ted Ginn went on injured reserve, they've really lacked that. Even though they have Alvin Kamara, who's been a big passing option within that offense, of course, he's a running back, so he's not going to be, say, on the field as much as, say, Michael Thomas. So I feel like that was part of the reason. And just even down the line, at some point, teams are going to try to really take away Michael Thomas. And if that's the case, if you have someone like Dez Bryant with his issues and all, you still got to pay attention to him. So I feel like that's probably the scenario they went through. And, oh, by the way, they're 7-1. Drew Brees is 39 years old. They're all in to win a Super Bowl right now, and they're going to try to do everything humanly possible to make that happen.
Good for them. But look at this guy, 69 catches, 838 yards, 6 TDs last season at Dallas. And you wrote about it, nothing to scoff at. It was a great article today. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think he's going to do great for him. And then I also think when they play the Cowboys in Jerry's World in a couple of weeks, he's going to light them up too.
Well, I'll just put it to you this way. Even mild-mannered Ben Watson played his old team against the Ravens a couple weeks ago. They got him a touchdown. Mild-mannered Teddy Bridgewater, who never sees the field ever, actually got on the field against the Vikings, his old team. And Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, and Teddy Bridgewater were all on the play. So Sean Payton's going to do something to get Dez Bryant in the end zone for that game. But, yeah, it's not like he's not capable of still playing in the league. I think that's one thing that people have to understand. But it's the baggage. And why would you want to try to rock the boat? And it's really a risk-reward thing. I wrote him in my column. This could be a piece where, wow, we're talking about the final piece to win a Super Bowl. We could say, oh, my gosh, this kind of blew things up. Or if they doesn't really pan out and they move on quickly, he could become Adrian Peterson like last year and you forgot he even really played with.
I mean, think about this, Larry Holder. He actually, these guys that have that baggage you're talking about or that rap and that, following and the media and people are enamored with everything they do and they, rip him a lot and he's controversial and he, will criticize the team, the coaches, other players and have temper tantrums, things of this nature. But don't you think that at some point or another after you get, basically tossed to the garbage can by the Cowboys – that he realizes that his days of that are few and far between now. He doesn't have room to play games anymore in his career and that he might actually change all of that nonsense for once in his life and just focus on being a great receiver and a pro, and then maybe he could latch on here even for more than just this season and impress people. Like, a lot of people thought I was crazy, that I could never be on this network and do clean radio after the filthy stuff I was doing in Howard Stern. Is that it'll never work. And then I did it. You just have to do what you have to do. Don't you think the guy just can go and do what he has to do?
Scott, I just think you keep the soap by you. So when you get real close to getting dirty, you wash it off real quick. I don't know if Dez Bryant has the ability to do that. And I'll just go back to just even the reporting by Adam Schefter of ESPN when the deal went down. The first thing he reported was that Dez Bryant wants to prove he still has it and hit free agency this offseason. And, oh, by the way, he's doing it on a contender, and that's sort of a motivation, too. He's him. Like, that's Dez Bryant. So I need to see it to believe it, if he's not going to be a me guy. And if he becomes a me guy, it'll be like, adios, guy. I mean, the Saints don't necessarily need him. I mean, they've been playing well without him. I mean, they've won 7 games in a row, and their offense is one of the best in the league, as always. And so do they really need him when push comes to shove? No. But do they think he could be a piece of the puzzle? Yeah. So I'm not sold he's that guy. I mean, I need to see it to believe it.
Larry Holder with The Athletic in New Orleans. You know, you said Demario Davis is the best new guy on the scene for the Saints, and that Cameron Meredith is the most disappointing and worst newcomer. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, Cam Meredith, the fact that he's the worst newcomer on the team is why Dez Bryant is on the team. And they thought he would be able to come in. Look, he missed all of last year with a really bad knee injury in Chicago. Chicago let him walk as a restricted free agent. The Saints kind of pried him away. And Cam Meredith, and oh, by the way, on the injury report today, magically appears Cam Meredith with a knee injury. Oh, I can't believe it. So it could, you know, that's a precursor to who knows what could happen when Dez Bryant officially signs the bottom line. So I think that's part of it. But as far as Demario Davis, like, it's the first really legitimate linebacker I feel like the Saints have had on their roster. I mean, I could go back to maybe Curtis Lofton back, say, in 2013, or back to Jonathan Vilma. I mean, they really had some turnover at linebacker, and I feel like Demario Davis, you look at the Saints' defense, they're the best rushing defense in the NFL, and I feel like he's been a really big part of that. And so, you know, they've gotten that right there. But look, the Cam Meredith thing, that's why they are in the position they are, where they had to go get Dez Bryant.
So, Larry Holder with us, Athletic. Do you think they're going to actually finish the deal and go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy. I have made the bold claim after they beat the Rams that they're the best team in the NFL. So I guess I can't back down from that now, but I feel like the resume they have, I thought they'd have a hiccup at some point at Baltimore. You know, you go to Minnesota, then you host the Rams. Oh, what did they do? They win all of those games. And so I think there's a clear Final Four in the NFL, and it's New England, Kansas City in the AFC, Los Angeles and the Saints in the NFC. And I don't care where the NFC championship game is played. If it's in the Dome, obviously the Saints have an advantage. If it's in the Coliseum, Saints fans will go and take that place over. We saw Green Bay fans do it. Saints fans will absolutely go take that Coliseum over. So I don't think it's as big of a deal. So I think it's talented. Look, I covered them when they won the Super Bowl. I covered them when their team was actually better in 2011 than the Super Bowl team, and they fell short in San Francisco. This team is flawed, but I feel like the top four teams are flawed. But I think the Saints have every possible reason to believe that they can go get it done and jab it in Atlanta fans and win the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I'm sure Saints fans would love that.
I got 90 seconds, respectfully. Tell me what you think of their game in the jungle on Sunday against the Bengals, how that'll play out.
Yeah, I think even though the temperatures are going to be a little brisk for the Saints' liking, they've proven they can win on the road all this year. The only game they lost was at home, week one, to Fitzmagic, and they've obviously gotten over that. No A.J. Green for the Bengals is certainly going to be an advantage for the Saints. It frees up Marshawn Lattimore to get some things done. So I'm confident that the Saints are going to go in there and keep it 8 in a row, go beat the Bengals, and then come back home for a 3:25 kickoff the following week and face the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who I think they can go beat those guys too. And I wouldn't have said that with a lot of confidence maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks ago.
Do you think, how about those 2 games they still have with the Panthers there and then home to end the season on like the 30th of December? How about those 2?
Yeah, it goes Carolina, Pittsburgh, Carolina. So what a way to end the season for the Saints. But and the schedule makers did that by design, I'm sure. But it's certainly that's why I feel like the Saints, there's no letdown that they can have because Carolina's right on their heels. So they know every game matters. And, look, you know, it's going to be a wild finish. Both teams can easily make the playoffs. But, yeah, it's going to be a wild finish, which in a division, the NFC South, that's been very good, especially last year and the past few years.
I think it's going to be incredible. I think Carolina has a shot. I think they do have a shot to catch them. I think everybody's got the Saints already destined for the Super Bowl. I don't doubt their ability and their skill. I took them to beat the Rams on the money line and the spread. I think they're fantastic. But I think the Panthers are a good football team as well, and Cam Newton and Funchess and McCaffrey and Kuechly in that defense. And I mean, Cam Newton's unbelievable. Can't wait to see you guys play them twice at the end of the season. I think it's going to be fantastic. Larry, great stuff. Always like your work in The Athletic. Always like on the bench as well, talking about the Saints. Good luck in Cincy this weekend.
All right, Scott. Talk to you down the line, buddy. Take
All right.
care.
Larry Holder covers the Saints.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.